We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V. E. Howard.
My friends, a theory closely associated with the theory of foreordination and predestination is the doctrine of hereditary total depravity and the impossibility of falling from grace. Our subject for discussion today is hereditary total depravity. Are babies born in sin? Many honest and sincere people have been led to believe that since the fall of Adam, every living soul is born with a corrupt nature. That is to say that every person on earth is born under condemnation of heaven. Regarding this theory, one creed states that all persons are born positively inclined to evil, and therefore under just condemnation of eternal ruin without defense or excuse. It is affirmed that those who sin, and there are none who do not sin, by evidence that all men have a corrupt nature. According to this theory, if Adam had a corrupt nature, he must have inherited it from his father. Now, since Adam was the son of God, that would make God corrupt in nature. But this obviously is a mistake. Adam sinned through temptation. God cannot be tempted, therefore God cannot sin. Adam sinned through temptation like men sin today. Satan first appealed to him through the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the vainglory of life. He declared, "Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" The woman, who obviously understood God, replied, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." The subtle tempter then falsely declared, "Ye shall not die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." The temptation was alluring and far-reaching. It appealed to the lust of the flesh and of the eyes, it is said, was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes. It appealed to the vainglory and the pride of life. A tree to be desired to make one wise, the Scripture says. Adam and Eve, deceived by Satan, distrusted and disobeyed God, and became the first sinners. The first man and woman, through their own choice and volition, became the first sinners. Their sins were not inherited. Neither were they foreordained or predestined by an unchangeable decree of God that they should become sinners. As I pointed out in the former address, if Adam and Eve were foreordained and unchangeably predestined by God to sin against God, then they were irresponsible and God was responsible for their sins. According to this theory, if they had not sinned, then they would have changed the unchangeable decree of God. And since they did sin, they did so without choice in the matter, and God is responsible for sin in this world. But my friends, this is a false premise and false conclusions. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me. Are you listening? Adam was a creature of volition, and so is every human being born in this world. Adam acquired his sins by choice and not by inheritance. God forbade the eating of the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden. Adam and Eve had a choice. They could obey God by refusing to eat and live, or they could choose to eat and die. Adam's sin was not something he inherited from his father. Neither were his sins transmitted to his children. The doctrine of hereditary total depravity asserts that every child, every infant born into this world is totally depraved, wholly sinful by nature, having inherited the sins of his parents, even the sins of Adam. The theory falsely assumes that Adam's nature was corrupted by sin, and all men inherit a corrupted and sinful nature from Adam. Surely we must understand that the law of procreation, the law of birth, is from God and for the perpetuity of the human race. God could not have done otherwise. Could one possibly believe that God, through procreation, brings a baby, a human being, into this world with a corrupted nature, which leads him to sin without choice, and then punish him for sinning, which he could not avoid in the first place? This false theory, affirmed in several religious creeds, pronounces the infant at birth under just condemnation, and that's quotation, by reason of his inherited corrupted nature. One author declares, and I quote, "That man is totally depraved is evident from his being a child of the devil, fathered by the devil, and of the same moral nature, without salvation, destined to the same hell to which the devil is destined." Inasmuch, another author declares, and I quote on page 260 of the same book, "Inasmuch as children partake of the nature of their parents, and Satan is totally depraved, it is very certain that every one of his children inherits his totally depraved nature." This statement, ladies and gentlemen, actually affirms that all infants and children are totally depraved, being born of their father, the devil. It is difficult to understand how any mother or father could believe this false theory. God declares, "All souls are mine," in Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 4. The advocates of the theory of hereditary total depravity assert that all souls at birth belong to the devil. What a contrast. A passage of Scripture often cited as alleged proof of hereditary total depravity is Psalms chapter 51 and verse 5, in which it is stated, "Behold, I was shapen iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." From this Bible statement, it is concluded that David was born in sin. As an infant, he was born totally depraved. This is a false conclusion, beloved. There are two parts to the statement of David. One, he speaks of the condition of his mother, not himself, in that he said, "In sin did my mother conceive me." Two, of himself, David said, "I was brought forth in iniquity." David did not say that he was born with a corrupt, sinful nature. The Bible says that people were born in a language, as you read in Acts chapter 2 and verse 8. This obviously does not mean that they were born speaking a certain language, but were born into a country of a certain language. David's statement that he was born in iniquity simply means that he was born into a world of iniquity. He was brought forth into a world where sin prevails. Another passage of Scripture of concern in this matter is Ephesians chapter 2 and the first three verses. It is said, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as others." From this Bible quotation, it is erroneously concluded by many sincere folk that all people are born sinners and are by nature children of the devil. It must be observed, however, that the inspired writer declared that those people addressed had been dead. Could it be possible that they were born dead? Certainly not. They were dead because of their trespasses and sins, the Bible says, and not dead because they inherited the sins of their parents or the sins of Adam. They were dead because they walked according to the course of this world, the Bible says. They were dead because they were directed by a spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, the Bible declares. They were not born dead physically. They were not born dead in sin. But they became dead in sin because of their disobedience unto God. These people to whom Paul directed these divine truths were not depraved infants, but they were those of such maturity and accountability that they chose to walk according to the course of this world, he declared. Could one possibly conceive of a sweet, innocent baby disobeying God when he is totally incapable of obeying or disobeying anyone? Could one possibly imagine an infant or a child being guilty of walking in the course of this world of sin, which includes drunkenness, adultery, theft, malice, hate, idolatry, murder, and other acts of unrighteousness and ungodliness, all of which are referred to as works of the flesh, as you read in Galatians chapter 5 and verses 19 to 21. Adam sinned, not because he inherited sins from his father God, but because he walked according to the course of the world, which included the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, all of which were presented by Satan, the prince of this world of sin. Could one possibly imagine the inspired Apostle John addressing babies as my little children who were born in sin, totally depraved by nature and dead in sin? It is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Those who are addressed as being dead in sin in Ephesians chapter 2 were they who were separated from God by reason of their own choice of transgression and disobedience. The Apostle John explains what it means to walk according to the course of this world. His admonition is found in these words: love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If a man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. But all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. The Apostle Paul declared in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. If children were born of the devil, totally depraved, then it must be concluded that God inspired the apostle to declare that those who follow God are children of the devil. This is truly a false theory. Dead in sin refers to a relationship and not to a state of one's being born into this world. As in Old Testament times, so it is today, man's own sins are they that separate him from God. Jehovah, through the prophet, declared, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you. Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 2. But someone inquires, did not Paul say that man is by nature a sinner? No, beloved, this is a false conclusion. Paul did say to the Ephesians that they were by nature children of wrath, even as others. Verse 3 of Ephesians 2. The term nature in this scripture cannot mean innate nature of man. The Bible declares that man, by nature, honors God, not that man is by nature totally depraved. In Romans chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, Paul wrote, for when the Gentiles which have not the law do by nature the things contained in the law unto themselves, of the law of Moses it was said to be holy, and the commandment holy and righteous and good. The Gentiles were said to do by nature the things of the law. Therefore, it is error to say that man is by nature a sinner, totally inclined to do evil. Man is by nature good, because man basically does things which are right, even about a written law, to command the right or prohibit the wrong. The apostle declared of the Gentiles that God gave them a conscience so that they by nature should do right. Nature is that which impels man to do right if he follows that which God has instilled in his heart, even to worship God without a law. When Paul declared to the Ephesians that they were by nature children of wrath, He was referring to their state of nature, in their unconverted state. Both the Jewish Christians and Gentile Christians were once in a state of nature, therefore the object of God's wrath, because they were yet in sin, having not obeyed the gospel of Christ. Man is not by nature totally sinful. Man has the privilege to choose God or Satan. That is your choice, ladies and gentlemen. Whom do you choose?